Today is the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, and we have some announcements for you. There will be blessing of articles after Mass today at the communion rail. If you were unable to assist at Mass last Sunday, you may receive the blessing of throats in honor of St. Blaise and the blessed purification candles after Mass today at the communion rail. This evening at 6 p.m., benediction of the Blessed Sacrament will be held. This coming Saturday, February 16th, there will be catechism classes after the 8:30 a.m. Mass. So, catechism Saturday. Feasts this week are today is the feast of Saint Scholastica, the sister of Saint Benedict. Tomorrow is the feast of the apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes. Tuesday is the feast of the seven holy founders of the Servites. Thursday is the feast of Saint Valentine. And on Friday, of course, that's just a commemoration, but nevertheless, he is commemorated, and he was a great saint, martyr. And on Friday is the commemoration of Saints Faustinus and Jovita, also martyrs in the early church. So don't forget the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament today. I know you all want to come. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bear with one another, and forgive one another if anyone has a grievance against any other. Even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Unto that peace, indeed, you were called in one body. Show yourselves thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly. In all wisdom, teach and admonish one another by psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing in your hearts to God by his grace. Whatever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then the weeds appeared as well. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, An enemy has done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou have us go and gather them up? No, he said, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will say to the reapers, gather up the weeds first and bind them in bundles to burn. But gather the wheat into my barn. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have a great privilege, very special gift from God in being able to attend a Mass such as this. It is not because God has not favored us, because of any virtues of ours. Remember that all of our virtues, every single one of them, any good that we have in us, of whatever kind that good may be, it all comes from God. We can't take any credit for anything good, just our sins. It's the only thing that belongs to us. So it's not because of anything that we have merited that has permitted us to be present at a Mass such as this. Millions upon millions of Catholics in the past were given this privilege, and many of them lost their faith, and that was because they did not appreciate what they had. And that is the only reason. But God has chosen us just because He's good. Our epistle today reminds us of the love that we should have for each other. Would be patient, forgiving, and humble. Now we like the sound of those things, being patient, forgiving, and humble, until someone offends us, until someone starts getting on our nerves. And then we don't like those ideas very much, do we? We have to put up with people a lot. And we think at that time, it's easy for other people to put up with these things, but what I have to put up with is unbearable. And this is why we have every day we have feasts of the saints. Even if it says Feria, you know, there are, in the Roman Martyrology, great, great saints every day. Sometimes millions of them. Martyrs. That's to remind us that we don't have it so tough. We have it pretty easy. Our neighbors are pretty nice compared to their neighbors who put them to death. This week, don't remember the details, but under the English Reformation, there were four priests put to death this week. Because of their faith. They were hanged, and then before they died, they were cut down and quartered. But it's not only martyrs. The saints, you know, lived their lives, even if they weren't martyrs, so many of them their entire life bearing crosses, meaning not only physical sufferings, but sufferings from their neighbors. Their whole lives long, much more than we do. This is why we have these reminders of the saints. But best of all, we have our Lord and Savior as an example to each one of us. He chose the 12 apostles, and he lived with them and confided in them for 3 to 4 years. There's no one closer to our Lord than the apostles. We exclude, of course, our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. The apostles, he lived with them, taught them. And when he was arrested, the 11 apostles that were left all completely abandoned him. Those were his good friends. And then when he rose from the dead, those were some of the first ones he appeared to. He forgave them and was their Lord and Savior and friend. Forgave them for what they had done to him. And what about Judas? Judas was just as much a friend of our Lord and Savior as the other apostles. He confided in him, put him in charge of the money, remember? That's how much he trusted Judas. We know from St. John that Judas used to steal. So he confided with great kindness to Judas for 3 to 4 years, knowing that he was going to betray him and help put him to death. And we think we have it tough. We have to forgive our neighbor and love him or her. Love our neighbor. Remember who your neighbor is. Your neighbor is anybody who gets on your nerves. That's your neighbor. Anybody you have problems with. Usually it's somebody we live with, isn't it? But it often is someone we work with, or someone that cuts in front of us on the road. Someone who gives us an unfriendly sign. Those are our neighbors that we must love. We don't have to like them. As a matter of fact, our neighbors are the ones that we don't like. Those are our neighbors. We have to love them. We don't like them. That means that we desire everything good for them, especially their salvation. We pray for them. We forgive them immediately. At least we try to. And then sometimes it takes us a little while, but we forgive them. If God can will the salvation of all men, so can we. Then we are also reminded in this epistle that we have to be thankful. Remember who wrote the epistle? That was not primarily St. Paul, but that was primarily God, the Holy Ghost. Now, we find that very moving. That God is reminding us to thank Him. That's how much He cares for us. How humiliating is that? To remind someone that they have to thank you for their own good. He doesn't do it for His good. What's He get out of it? He's reminding us to thank Him. That's how bad we are that we don't do it. How thankful should we be? The pagans tell us. This is true. The pagans tell us we should be thankful at every moment to God. That's what they say. Every moment. How often do you thank God for keeping you in existence? How often do you thank Him with your heart? We think it's not very often. Keeps us in existence. Do you know that there are 100 trillion cells in your body? Approximately. And a quadrillion microorganisms in addition to that keep us alive. God's thinking about all those things keeping us in existence. And we don't appreciate it. And this is one of the reasons why He also reminds us today of this place we call hell. Because we forget about it. Don't we? He says the farmer tells his servants, his farm hands, to gather up the weeds and bind them in bundles to be burned. And he says in another place, in everlasting fire, everlasting, no end to the fire that awaits us because we don't thank God. It's not only the fire, is it, which is physically painful, as you know, but it's also the darkness. It's the despair. Eternal rage against our God. Eternal hatred. And our worm. Our Lord calls it our worm, or their worm. Their conscience that gnaws on them forever and ever. No hope, no love, no joy, no peace, no rest. That's what we have to look forward to. Saint John Climacus, who lived many centuries ago, was a monk in the Holy Land. And he tells the story of a fellow monk that lived there with him for a short time. Very holy man. He's given the gift of tears. And he lived a life of penance, great penance and holiness for 40 years. Soon after he came to the monastery, this very holy man desired to do greater penance, to spend his life completely alone. And so he left there and went in farther and farther into the desert. And that's where he lived for 40 years, all alone. And eventually he came back when he was near the end. And soon after he returned, he became very ill. He was dying. And he appeared to be in an ecstasy. And he would turn to the one side as if speaking to someone who was speaking to him. And he would say, "Yes, that is true, I did that. I committed that sin, but I did penance for that." And then he would turn as if speaking to someone over here, and he'd say, "No, that's not true. I didn't do that. Or, I was sorry for that. It's true. I did commit that sin. And all I can do is throw myself on God's mercy." And St. John Climacus says, if this holy man who did so much penance throughout his life had this kind of a death, what do we not have to fear? What will our death be like? When our lives can't be compared to this man, the life that this man lived. And he was holy. Beware, brethren. Beware of the fires of hell. Always love your neighbor. So we hope that sometime you will be given the grace yourselves of knowing that if you don't change your lives, you are going to hell. May God bless you.